Guys, hope everybody's doing good. It's just me tonight. Bug is otherwise engaged, and hopefully we have a good time together. We'll see. I'll wait to see how many people we get in. Just a few minute last minute details here. Like I said, I hope everybody's doing well this post election, as it were. We'll get into that a little bit tonight, perhaps. It's certainly been a interesting last couple of days. You're either really, really happy or really, really pissed off, depending. My thoughts are fairly straightforward on the matter. It is what it is. Not exactly thrilled about it, but there are always people that, think that they can make things better than others, and they get to try. Not that this was a that this is necessarily over. I think it's far from over. Just like any other president, Biden's gonna have, assuming it sticks, he's going to have resistance. It's to me, it's not really going to be any different than I would say probably Obama's first term, simply because people are going to fight him in just about everything that he does, regardless of who's in the House, who's in the Senate. He's going to have a lot of allies, yes, but he's also got a lot of people that are not going to, excuse me, that are not going to just let him get away with whatever. It's going to be a fight for sure. I don't have any way of seeing if people are can see me and everything's cool. That I can tell. So, if somebody just wants to post a comment so I can see that everything's going like it should, I'd appreciate it. This is my first time really using this. I've done it on YouTube, but never on Facebook. Hope everybody had a good day today. It was certainly a cloudy day, that's for darn sure. kind of rainy and misty here. So I'd be curious to know what other people thought of the election and how it went and so forth. As we get more into this, hopefully my co-host, the Bug Man, will be back next week. And hopefully, I would like to be able to allow people to suggest topics that they would want us to discuss, or just give us general feedback. I do get to read a lot of the comments after the fact, when because I haven't quite figured out how to read the chat room as we're doing this live. It's definitely interesting, to say the least. For me to try and do this by myself. Like I said, I'm used to using YouTube, which is almost instantaneous. It's less prep. You just shoot the video, or the way I did it was I just shot the video and then uploaded it and put all the pertinent details after the fact. Never tried the it any other way. And it's definitely a different way of doing things. Anybody who likes to do these kind of things, you definitely have to have a knack for it. That's for sure. It's been a while since I've flown solo doing one of these things too. So hopefully, like I said, it'll be enjoyable. I usually have a list of things that I want to talk about. The main one was I wanted to kind of do a post-election, which I think I more or less started. Like I said, it was not a very good way of making yourself feel better. Sitting there watching that. I think the media got a little too involved, more involved than they normally would be, or it was more blatant that they were involved to the extent. And I think it had a lot to do with what happened and what's still going on. It's going to be interesting the next couple of months. You still got 2 months before the Biden can take office, or Harris, depending on how you want to look at it. I would definitely say Harris is probably going to end up being the main force behind everything, and then she's going to have people behind her pulling her strings, or not. Who knows? It's not something that one really wants to think about. I never in a million years thought we would ever get to this point. Of course, nobody ever thought that we were going to have this pandemic and it being exploited as much as it has been to that extent. And it is assuredly gonna be just nuts. If I seem distracted, bear with me. I'm still trying to play with this and figure it out as I go. I'm gonna try to do a halfway decent hour. Not gonna be nearly as long as our normal format is going to be, just because I can't sit here as long as I normally would. But I promised or teased a rant of sorts, and I will do that momentarily. But before I do that, I'd be curious to know how many of y'all put up Christmas decorations and holiday paraphernalia before Thanksgiving. Better yet, how many of y'all go all out and li start listening to Christmas music before Thanksgiving? We all know that it gets earlier and earlier every year, or it seems to be. And apparently I misspelled something, but that's typical me. Just ignore that, I'll fix it. But I work in the retail industry and I get to see all this wonderful stuff earlier and earlier, as the machine tries to get consumers to buy more stuff early, feed the machine, buy a lot of stuff that a lot of us don't need, I think. Which is strange for somebody who enjoys his stuff, and I have a lot of stuff, so it. But I'm also not naive enough to think that I don't notice, all the Christmas trees go out before Halloween now, or up before Halloween. Sometimes even before, way before that. Some people leave their Christmas lights on all year long. And herein is my rant. This is ridiculous. We should not have to be subjected to Christmas stuff way, like before Halloween is absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, I work in retail, and sometime last week, I'm getting ready to start my shift, and all of a sudden, I hear Christmas music being played over our speaker system. And this just drives me up the wall, mostly because I don't know about other places, but we have really, really bad Christmas music. We play about five or six different versions of Last Christmas, which I didn't think that was possible. Some of the most, I mean, I didn't think you could make Frosty the Snowman depressing. We play, I do not know who it's by, but it is really, like punk versions of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, or a pop, more poppy version of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And it's just insane. And this was, like I said, just this past week. And I had to sit there and listen to it for 7 hours. So, needless to say, by the time Christmas gets here, I will be while I'll be glad for it to be able to spend time with my family and friends and so forth, I will be glad when it's over, simply because it will, I won't have to hear the same music every single day for however long, 2 or 3 months. And it's just it drives me just absolutely crazy. Not to mention that people turn into the worst version of themselves during the holidays. I mean, the pandemic, I think we have been, most people have been fairly accommodating. I've had very few complaints or grievances. Had a little bit of pushback when nobody could open up their room, their spaces to let people try things on and everything. I think there's a lot of stores that still do that. But it's just been, particularly around Christmas, people are seem to be a little more uptight. They're stressed a lot more because they feel like they have to be in a rush and they don't stop and enjoy everything. And it makes for not only are you tired, but the customer is tired, and their kids, if they bring their kids have been out all day with mom and dad, and they're whiny and cranky. And it just Black Friday is complete chaos. Anybody who's ever worked in retail and has worked Black Friday, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody who's thinking about getting into retail and you're going to work Black Friday, my deepest sympathies, because you're about to experience crazy as crazy can get. Now, with the pandemic and everything, I don't know if that's going to be different. Than it normally would be. From everything I've heard, it looks like it probably is going to be significantly different than what we've, because most of the stores and everything seem to be been doing all their deals for like months and months now, just to keep trying to get people in store. But ordinarily, on Black Friday itself, I mean, even the Thanksgiving, some stores stay open, and it gets pretty crazy. I used to keep up with whatever the hot toy was, or hot whatever the hot item was. I would kind of monitor, see, like everybody, I would kind of look at, look to see on the news if there was videos of crazy people fighting over whatever the latest toy was for the kid. It's crazy and nuts as these people are, it's actually quite funny in a way. That's never happened where I'm at. And been in different spaces. As far as retail goes, I've been a greeter, and now I'm an attendant in the fitting room. So you get a different experience when you see more people than in one space than you do the other. And it gets just as crazy it can get. And it just it destroys your what you think of Christmas. I used to really enjoy Christmas, and after about 2 years of working retail, it just completely, you enjoy it with your family, but everybody else, you just really Don't get to enjoy it as much as you once did. And age, I think, also has something to do with it. But I truly do miss that when I was a kid and you would go out on Christmas morning and you would, look at everything and you would just be excited. You couldn't sleep the night before. You'd be up at crazy hours, just trying to, the excitement, the anticipation. Part of me misses that. Part of me misses watching children, enjoy, doing things. You get to see that a lot with your family, but just out in public, I notice a lot of the, parents are more stressed, kids are more, kids have gotten a lot bolder and ruder to their parents, I notice. Some of these kids talk very ugly to their parents. If I did that when I if I talked the way some of these kids do, I would get slapped. It's just a very interesting, but I wish we didn't focus so much on the actual material things, and we focused on why, Christmas is the way it is, and the reason for the season, as they say, and togetherness and family. And you would think these kind of situations that we find ourselves in now would bring us more together. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen for a lot of people. And it's sad. But I mean, just I can't even tell you just certain aspects of this whole early Christmas thing just really takes something out of you. I mean, Christmas, I will not touch Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. I will not watch anything Christmas related until after Thanksgiving, just on general principle. 2 years after I started working, or at least a year after I started working, I made a point to always try to adhere to some, this happens this time of year every year. It just as things have gotten crazier, just certain things have just fallen by the wayside. There's certain rituals that I follow every year as far as things that I watch and things that I do during the holidays. I missed that last year. I usually watch all the standard Christmas programs. Not so much the new ones, but definitely a lot of the old ones. I just missed the boat last year. I generally watch about, 5 or 6 shows a year. Just a lot of, the holiday spirit has just been kind of taken away over the last couple of years. This year, I'm really not sure how anybody feels about all this. I'm kind of, especially with the election and everything being so, everybody's being so uptight, it's definitely different. Something else I wanted to kind of touch on, and anything that we talk about here, I would love to, like I said, I really want to encourage people to give us as much feedback as you can. Like I said, if you want to suggest topics or things for us, that would be awesome. We try to have as much as we, possibly can. Lord knows, Bug and I have had no shortage of things to talk about over the years. Hopefully, sometime, hopefully everybody will find those interesting as more interesting as we go along. We get some get into some really interesting discussions over the years. Hopefully, we will revisit some of those because I think people will find them interesting. As he has often told me, we have a unique perspective on a lot of things. Politics just happens to be at the forefront right now because it's on everybody's mind. I, for one, would be glad when it's not as, prevalent. It's always going to be there. There's always going to be things that people post or not post, but topics to discuss. There's no shortage of things to get animated about. Some of you may or may not know that I used to have a channel called Brain Napalm, which technically is still up. I just haven't posted there in quite a while. And it's very similar format to what we're doing now. Like I said, I did the videos, just did the videos and uploaded them. I never used the live function, but a lot of my videos were very animated, I'll put it that way. And who knows, that may get revived somewhere in the future. If you want to check it out, it's just search for Brain Napalm TV on YouTube and you'll find me. Yeah, this is a little bit different when you don't have somebody on the other end of the thing to bounce off of. I notice. I'm very curious if anyone has ever, if you're an avid reader like as I am, and you read as much as I do, you try to vary what you bring into it and learn as much. I certainly read a lot of different things. I read a lot of spy novels. I read a lot of fiction, some nonfiction. As I alluded to last program, I'm currently reading a science fiction novel called American Gods. It's by Neil Gaiman. It's a British science fiction author. Very good, I think, so far. If you had anyone has a chance to read it, they should check it out. But I would be very interested to know what other people would like to read as well. Bug has certainly pointed out a lot of different things over the years that I have either loved or absolutely reviled. He tries to broaden my horizons, but don't always, doesn't always, translate very well. But, Everybody likes different things. And the dynamic of people is what makes most a lot of this work. If my chair is squeaking, my apologies. I'm trying not to sit still too much. So my apologies if the chair squeaks. I'm not going to spend, I've spent enough time on the election. I'm not going to spend a ton of time, other time, more time on it. So I am an avid movie buff or cinephile, some people call it. And in this, what's been going on lately, I've been watching a lot of old movies and some newer ones that I haven't ever seen. And it's definitely a when you don't have the experience of going to the movies and sharing something with other people, it definitely changes the how your experience is. I remember I once went to a, when the Dark Knight Rises was first released. That the last of the Dark Knight trilogy, as it were. I went to see a marathon where you pay like $25 and you got to see all the Batman films or the Dark Knight films. And that was fun because you went from theater to theater, it was a group of us. We all sat and talked about the films. We talked about different things related to the films and just really enjoyed that. So if you ever get to go to a theater and enjoy a marathon, I highly encourage it. Little did we know that, that whole the whole Aurora, Colorado thing was going to happen. At 3 in the morning, I'm getting texts saying, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Why is everybody? What's going on?" But they're not all like that. Like I said, if you get a chance to do these marathons, I know there are. If theaters ever, go back to normal, I hope that they will have more of these because it was a lot of fun. Same thing for TV. I know they do it for TV shows and stuff now too. Just over this type of platform, because of the pandemic, and everything has definitely changed for and not always for the better. I think that people being, confined, which not all of us are. I know in Mississippi we're about 80% open. But life definitely changes. Changes film, changes art, changes music. And it's different. I've often wondered if we didn't have this, would the elections be the way they are, as far as the pandemic? If we didn't have this, would we have the same issues that we seem to be having with voter, excuse me, voter issues and mail-in issues, which I think that's got to be like some sort of historical thing, because I can't remember a time when people did this. I've heard of states doing it like years and years and years ago, but not on that kind of scale, which everybody knew. I think that there was potential for a lot of fraud because of that. But anyway. As you do things like this show, you tend to look at things with a deeper eye. I kind of wanted to touch on when you look at news articles and things people tell you, how, do you research? Do you ask questions? I think that's an issue. People don't ask questions anymore. People don't question anymore. They just follow. That's part of the problem. We all follow, or a lot of us follow, and don't question, don't say anything, don't ask why. That's definitely something we should be doing in society, I think. And we should be doing that with everything, whether it be our tech, our the way our society's run, definitely be questioning a lot of things. I can't fathom why it is people don't do that more. Certain segments of the population do, certain segments of the population do not. I'm amazed at the amount of people that do and the amount of people that don't. And the few and the people that do can't fathom why the people that don't. If that makes any sense. Some people just aren't comfortable rocking the boat, I guess. And it's amazes me that we've gotten to the position that we have come to. Bear with me here. I'm checking some stuff as we go along. Do-do-do-do-do. Do to do to do. Yep, it's definitely different. This is a new experience for me. I have, like I said, I have never done this live. It's always been tape and then done. But This whole situation, I'm just talking about everything I notice are getting, people's attitudes, people's perception of things. Our joy is just gone right now. There's no smile. There's no, and we're coming up at on a time of year where everybody should be happy. And yet, we're kind of tearing at ourselves. It's kind of sad and kind of at awe. I'm at awe, just kind of watching this. A lot of people don't know this, but I tend to observe more than I talk. I have very little to say at times. That's why this works as well as it does, because I have somebody here to bounce stuff off of. I don't usually come into this with a plan. We did. I just kind of go for it and see where it goes. And tonight, as you can see, is a definite example. Of course, we don't really plan these things out anyway. It was never designed to be that way. It's kind of, what you see is what you get, sort of thing. And it's definitely a process. As we go on, as we move on from show to show here, hopefully we will be able to improve this and make it more interactive for people, where you guys can participate and interact with us more. I would respond to the chat room if I have one, but I cannot see it. Like I said, I'm new to this, so but hopefully one day I'm hoping that we will be able to move this away from a particular platform and move it onto our own a website and turn it into an actual podcast and not just a stream directly on Facebook. And add, different things to it. But I don't want it to, it's just going to evolve as we evolve. And we've been evolving for quite a few years. We've attempted to do this several times, and this is so far the closest one that are the first thing that's really stuck. As we go on, I hope that we will, make it more exciting and more engaging for sure. Well, this is definitely going to be a short episode, guys. Like I said, I really cannot sit here for very long, and I've got to get up and move. So I'm just going to cut this short tonight. Hope everyone has a good night, and I hope you enjoy the show. Tune in next week, next Tuesday. We try to do it every Tuesday. Tell your friends. Send, the more people, the more the merrier. Have a good one, guys. Be safe. Later.